This is the 30th of June, and we are at Picus Pueblo, and are recording with Margaret Martinez. Margaret, there have been many stories about the very good friends that the Picus have been with the Apaches. Are there very many people here who are Apaches or have parents or grandparents who are Apaches?
I think, I don't know that part, but then I think they says that there's some people around here, Apaches and all that.
Now, is there anybody here who knows any Apache, that remembers any Apache word? No?
I just know that Lucia Martinez.
She knows Apache
very
well?
Yeah, she talks Apache. She's the only one that she,
that knows it well.
Uh-huh, that she knows Apache, because, you know, they come from Dulce, all over.
Do the Apaches still come visit?
Yeah, they come over there and visit at her house.
How often and how many people come, do you know? I mean,
I don't remember how many they come, just few, I guess.
Just a few. Uh-huh. And she speaks Apache
with them? Yeah, she speaks Apache with them.
Because I
always hear her speaking with them.
No one else here knows Apache?
No one else, I guess.
I saw some young girl last year, I guess it was, that someone told me it was Apache. Who would that be, do you know? Is it somebody, some young people thought to be Apaches around here?
I don't know. I don't know who it could be. You didn't get her name?
No. I didn't ask. A young girl.
Well, there's, that Joe Lopez, I don't know if you know him.
Yeah, I know Joe Lopez. Yeah.
His wife, he knows Apache too.
Does she know Apache? What's her name?
Her name is Reggie Lopez. She's from she's from Mascalero.
Oh, she's Mascalero, not Caraquilla. Are any of Symbolas Apache?
Who?
The Symbolas?
No, they're not.
They're not?
They're all, I guess, whatever they are.
Yeah, the Picus. Is Lucia Martinez pretty sick these days still?
Yeah, she's been a little sick all days. Especially her trouble was, you know, I guess her legs and her kidneys, I guess that was bothering her all this time. But still, she goes around to visit, I guess, or you know, to feast and all that.
We were trying to wonder whether we could get her to speak some Apache for us. Now, Lucia, did she come from somewhere else?
She comes from Apache, Lucy.
Well, she was born in Picus, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think she was born there, but then...
Where?
I don't know where she was born. This part, I don't know.
Well, we thought we might try and get some Apache from her if she's feeling better. You think she might be willing to record?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask
her. You have to ask her what she'll say.
Yeah.
Those kind of old people, they don't, they might not interested, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know about her. Maybe she might or maybe she won't. I think the best thing you could do is just ask her, you know, to say what she'll say.
Does she speak
Picus
too?
Yeah, she speaks
with an Apache accent.
Yeah.
All right. What does that mean?
The rain, I guess, is going.
Have you ever heard any stories, Margaret, about the time when the Picus went to live with the Apaches in Kansas? Colorado or places like that?
No, I just heard a little, but not very much.
What did they tell you about that?
Oh, they just told me that there used to be some patches around here, and they used to live, I guess, and together and all that. That's all I know.
Did you ever hear about when they went up to Kansas?
No.
Picus was one time. No one was living here.
No, I didn't hear that part, of course. I didn't know. Well, when my mother and them, they were living, but I didn't try to ask them what was the story. So now I just pet is someone tells me a little stories what it used to be, you know. I'm just not finding out little by little, so
I bet you are.
Yeah.
So you have to teach those little ones, you know. So
I think this my boss, I think they know more than I do, because they, you know, they can shake cats on easy, you know.
They just tell them in around here, I bet.
Yeah, they tell them whatever I'm Pat and I will talk in Pickery's, there are, and the he calls on right away.
Really?
He can talk, but the trouble is he can't pronounce the words, I guess, in Pickery's. But he understands what we talk.
Now, what does, now Andy is what, three?
He's three right now.
Yeah. Now, what does he talk when he talks to you?
Well, you see, if I talk about the horsey, if something happened, or either the grandpa, you know, from Mrs. Durant, we always call him grandpa. If his horse is hurt, or if he's sick, you know, he's all get interested. So what happened? Mama, what happened? What happened? So he tells me that. So, well, you know, when Pat and I were talking in Pickery, he hears what we're talking about.
Does he talk Pickery to you?
He tries to talk, but he can't pronounce good. Yeah.
Does he understand what you're saying?
Yeah, he understands
everything. I thought so.
I will call his Indian name. He can't talk.
Now, do you, when he talks, do you ever tell him how to say it differently so he says it right?
Yeah, we'll try to tell him this. He
does he listen when you say that? Say it this way and say it that way?
He listens. He says that. Not, I was telling him not to say this or not to say that, you know, that people, you know, like that. But he knows what I tell him.
But he does understand the Pickery's.
Yeah. He caught on, but the trouble is that he can't I guess gets the word or something, you know. But he knows what we talk about him. Sometimes he tells Mama, I know you're talking about me. He says that, you know.
And you are.
Yeah. And I'm.
Now, do you correct him? Do you tell him don't say it this way?
Yeah,
say
I do.
What's it must be like our baby talk we say. My little daughter puts it on still, and she wants something. She says, I like you. You say what? And she says, I like you. Is that, does he do something like that when you correct him?
He said, Mama, so what? I don't like, he calls her, Daddy, so what? I don't like Mama, why? Because Mama spanks me.
Do you spank him?
Yeah, once in a while. The other one, that little one.
Is that the one you have to spank?
That little one, he's worse than he is. That
Mark
little one.
Younger.
But he, that little one knows, you know, when I spank me, he always tells on me. He tells his daddy, Mama spank me here because he's hit.
And what does daddy do?
Daddy does. Ah, Mama, what spank Mama? He turns around on me too. He gets spanking me with their daddy. But they used to have their daddy mom because they were staying all that time when I was working in school. You know,
yeah, they stay with Pat?
They stay with them all when I was working, so I guess they don't kind of stay with me so much when they're with daddy. But now they have to stay since he's working. So
yeah, now you're staying home.
Staying with them.
Oh, he's a beautiful child.
But him, when his daddy is not here, he goes to school himself. He walks down to the school.
The Head Start?
Mm-hmm.
Gee. What does he learn there? What do they do there?
Well, he draws some, he draws me his hand for Mother's
Day. Did he do that?
Mm-hmm.
All by himself?
Yeah.
Gee, that's
he
really
did
good.
He did that and one of those pictures.
That is really good.
He draw that one for Mother's Day, he said.
That is really good.
He learns songs again, ABCs and his name. I don't know what else he learned. That's
but you like the program?
Mm-hmm. So that's how he's been singing all the time, his school song. Don't forget. For his program, he was sitting here that day. He had accident on his hand, so I had to take him down to Imbula, you know, here in Dixon.
Yeah.
To have his hand stitched. So he missed his program. But we got here just in time, but he didn't want it to.
Do they have it over the summer, too?
Yeah. They had it here at the community building. They had like a graduation, you know, from the school. The ones were going out from here.
Well, that's good.
So I guess they were telling, him to go at this scene, you know, but because he didn't want, his hand was bothering him, so he didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
He went to school.
Yeah, I was going to ask you something. Let me see if this is recording or not. Now, I was going to ask you, do you speak Picarese to the children?
Yes.
Or do they just hear you?
No, I speak to them. Whoever I see them around, I will speak to
what
them.
What kinds of things do you tell them in Picarese?
Well, I tell them that good morning or good afternoon, what they're doing, and what's their mama doing, and where did they go, and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the things you say to them in Picarese, and then give me a translation. You say good morning in Picarese, and then tell me, not in English, but the Picarese, you know, translation.
Like good morning means tuk owa.
How?
Tuk owa.
And what does that mean? In
good morning. Just good morning.
What part of it is morning?
Morning. Just in the morning, I guess.
In the morning?
In the morning, tuk owa.
What part of that means morning?
In the morning means, well, I guess we just say tuk owa.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, we say tosane.
And what does that mean?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, but I mean, how would it mean in English, you know, if you take part by part, the closest mm-hmm. English, not good afternoon, but the closest English.
Good afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Or either this way, too, there's both tosane kowa.
How is that?
Tosane kowa.
What does that mean?
Just good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, tosane kowa.
Does it tell me anything?
No.
First part?
No. It don't mean.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
Okay. And do they answer you? Do they ever talk to you in Picarese?
Yeah, they talk to me in Picarese.
What do they say to you?
They say the same. Or either they ask me, how was the kids? Are they sleeping? And they will ask me that. Or what I'm doing and all that. You know.
Do they speak to you in English at all?
No, they speak to me more than Picarese, you know, special that.
You don't, do you ever speak any Spanish to them?
That part I'm having a hard time to learn.
Mm-hmm. You don't know Spanish?
No, I could cut, but I understand a little, but look like it's hard for me to
but
say
you don't
Spanish.
Know Spanish.
No, I don't know Spanish.
You don't use Spanish?
No.
Mm-hmm.
The most I use is Picarese and English and all that, that's what I use more.
Mm-hmm. And the children? They don't speak to you in English now?
They do. Both of them, they do.
What do they say in English to you? What kinds of things do they say?
Well, if they want to eat something, they always ask me that.
In English?
Like, yeah, in English, like orange or Coke and all that, you know.
But do they put this in a Picarese sentence?
Uh-huh, they do.
Give me an example of one of them asking you for an orange in Picarese. With English orange, of course.
Orange is laranja.
Huh?
Laranja.
How do they ask you for an orange?
My kids ask me English. Mama, I want orange.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he can't pronounce words in Picarese, you know.
Well, what is it? How would he say, ask for that in Picarese?
Mama, laranja miahu.
Mm-hmm. And they do both ways?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, here at the Pueblo, do any people speak Spanish to each other?
Yeah, I always hear them speak each other. So.
Right here, do Picarese Indians speak Spanish to
mm-hmm.
each other?
Yeah.
Now, why do they do that?
I don't know.
Are there certain families who do that more than others? Or?
I guess so.
Yeah?
Now,
everybody here learns Picarese, so the small
mm-hmm.
children.
Yeah,
all
uh-huh. Yeah, they do. They all learn.
Mm-hmm.
They talk more
mm-hmm.
Picarese than Spanish, I guess. Even all the kids and everybody. You know.
Mm-hmm. Is there any time when you speak more Picarese than any time that you make it, you know, you just speak Picarese and nothing else, pure Picarese without Spanish words or anything?
No.
There isn't any time.
No, there's not any time, I think. Just
mm-hmm.
Picarese more.
Most of
mm-hmm.
Picarese. Suppose, in Picarese you have some Spanish words, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And is there any time that you change that if someone who knows Spanish is around?
Well, that part I can't tell because I don't know in Spanish.
No, you don't know Spanish well enough. Yeah. You know, in some of the places they drop the Spanish words and just give them the pure Indian language.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Do you know about that?
No.
Mm-hmm. How much is English used when there are no tourists around? Do people ever speak English to each other here? In ordinary living, you know, when there's no one else around?
Yeah, I guess they do. Most, I think, the kids.
Children do?
Yeah, the children do.
And why do you
I don't think the old folks, because they talk more because.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids, the ones that talk English more, you know.
Well, which ones are those? What ages would they be?
Well, about 7 or 10, the ones that went to school in Piasco, you know, here, you know.
How about when they get to be older? What do they do when they get to be 12 or 13? How do they talk?
I don't know, maybe they still talk the same. Well, I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
When do they start talking Picarese again, primarily?
I think that maybe they talk again after that, maybe when they come back from school.
When they get married.
Well, yeah, when they get married, they still talk, you know, some of the ones I married far away, because they still remember how to talk in Picarese, and they do.
Mm-hmm. Are there many people from Picarese living somewhere else, other than in the Pueblo, that you know of?
The ones are out from here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many they are. I don't even know how many are they out from here. Just a few, I guess they're out, you know.
Do they come back regularly?
Yeah, they come around here and visit.
When do they come?
Well, they come during maybe when they're off their vacation or
in the summertime.
Or in the summertime, so either on there. If
they
something's going on, you know, they come around.
Yesterday, did they come?
Yeah, some of them, they come for the feast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some they come for Christmas and all that. But they don't stay very long because they say that they have to work the next day. So.
What kind of work do they get when they, and where do they go? What cities do they go to from here?
Well, I don't know where they, I don't even know where they're working, but they just, maybe like in Santa Fe, Albuquerque, or California, and all over. Cause they
do they go to Colorado?
Yeah, they go in Colorado too.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in Albuquerque, some of them are working in Albuquerque.
Well, if they're in Albuquerque, they can come back quite often. Do
yeah.
they do that on weekends?
No, they don't, because I guess they go places, I think. Some of them go out, you know.
Mm-hmm. They just come for special occasions.
Yeah, they just come for.
How many that you can think of, you don't have to be, you know, booked out. How many people come back visiting that you know of on a regular basis about? Just make a guess. How many of the younger people that come back here and visit regularly?
Like 2 or 3.
Is that all?
I think some of, yeah. Because some of them, they live far. They don't like to travel long because it's a long way.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all? 2 or 3 come back regularly?
Yeah. Last summer, my sister was here.
Where is she living?
Mm-hmm. She lives in Grand Junction.
Where's that? Colorado?
Yeah.
You know where that is?
Uh-huh.
How far is that from?
I don't even know how far it is.
About 600 miles.
Really? That far?
Way in the western part.
Uh-huh. And she came last summer?
Yeah, she came last during fall, I guess it could be.
Uh-huh.
It was almost close to Christmas, but her husband wrote to her that she had to go back, so she
is
went
she married a Picarese?
No, she's married with a white people,
mm-hmm.
white man.
Mm-hmm.
So
does she have children?
Yeah, she has children, but they are married too. They all out too.
Mm-hmm.
She has she has 2 girls and 1 boy.
And they're all married?
And they're all married. They got all girls and babies out there.
Mm-hmm. And do any of her children come back here?
Well, one of them, she lives in Albuquerque, I guess she works down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I don't remember where he lives, someplace in Texas around there, I guess,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember where.
Do her children, she is a Picarese.
Yeah, she's a Picarese.
And her husband is why. Do their children consider themselves Picarese, or do they consider themselves something else?
I think they're more in Picarese than.
They think
mm-hmm.
they are Picarese.
Yeah.
But they don't come around too often.
No, they don't come too often because the other one, they're both in, they live far. But this one, he comes once in a while when mm-hmm. they, when her husband have a chance to get out, I guess, you know.
She's been married to him for a long time?
Yeah, she's married for him for a long time.
There's somebody here who lives up right near my mother's house who's married to a scientist somewhere in Colorado. Who's that? Do you remember the name?
Well, you
he's white and they have, his son was dancing the dance last year, I remember. I can't remember his name now.
I can't remember.
It's not Mamejo's daughter, but she lives right around, right near there.
I can't remember him either.
Not where?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure we'll see him at the fiesta because he's been here every year.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I see him, but I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Remember him anymore. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time that we don't see each other. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do your sister's children speak Pickering?
Yeah, they do.
But they've never lived at the Pueblo, have they?
No.
But they learn Pickering mm-hmm. anyway?
They stay
How
here
do they
most.
Learn it? Does she speak just Pickering to them?
Yeah, she speaks Pickering too.
Mm-hmm. And how old are her children?
I don't know how old they are.
But they're grown up now?
Oh, yeah. They're big men, some big ladies already. Mm-hmm. So.
And how many did she have?
She has three. Mm-hmm. Two girls and one boy.
Did her husband learn any Pickering?
No, I don't know, because I don't know her husband yet.
You don't know?
No, I don't know her, because she haven't bring him to meet him, so we don't know yet how. We just know
and
him.
How
but
long has she been married to?
I don't know how long they've been married to. We just know him in pictures and all that, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know him that close, you know.
Mm-hmm. You never met him?
No, we haven't met him yet.
Did she get married around here?
No, she got married in Grand Johnson.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And he is from there.
Yeah,
what does he do for a living, you know?
Well, she says that they do farmers and all that.
Mm-hmm. Farming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that area, Joe? Grand Junction?
Yeah, I think I overestimated. It's probably between 400 and 500 miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Pat and I were planning on going down there to surprise her, you know.
I bet she'd like that.
So, well, he's afraid of his tire, so.
His tire?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were planning on going down there, you know, like the 4th of July, you know, to surprise
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think maybe we might not go because his tires are not good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Could he get some new tires? How much would that cost?
Well, he don't want to get tires because he wants to trade the truck in.
Yeah, he wants to trade
mm-hmm.
in.
So he just
yeah.
so he don't get nothing.
Yeah. No, he's planning on trading the truck in for a new one?
Yeah. That's
now, is this a community truck or is this your own truck?
The one that he use?
Yeah.
This are our own.
That's your own? Oh.
So it don't bother us where we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that communist truck stays with Alfred, you know, Alfred Riot.
Well, whoever is the
whoever is the governor. But
mm-hmm. How come I was so surprised to learn that Pat, you know, usually has some office that he holds, you know, either. And he didn't get any office this year. Didn't he want one? This year?
Well, last time he was the officer, way last year, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that year, but anyway, he was the officer.
He was an officer
uh-huh.
for a long time.
Long
I'm
time.
Officer,
and
yeah.
then, well, you see, too, on part two, he's the firefighter, for sure, you know.
Yeah,
he goes
to
the
fire.
So I guess one whole week he went to the firefighting, and then all these other gangs, they got together. And they went and took his cane away. They got
who took it away?
Just the men, the old men, as usual.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are the old men at the Pueblo here?
Well, Jesus and
Jesus is one, yeah.
Yeah, Roman and
Roman who?
Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, is he related to Pat?
No.
No.
And that Juan Jose.
Juan Jose.
That's my uncle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I see who else? I see Acopito is next.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lucia's husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's also the brother to pass.
Yeah, uh-huh.
His brother.
Mm-hmm. And then Joe Lopez's father that lives across Jose Inez Lopez.
Not Joe Lopez, but his father.
His father, uh-huh.
Are these the strong old men in the Pueblo? Are they the ones who kind of run things? Like
yeah,
that?
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my uncle Agustin, he was one, but then he passed away.
Yeah.
He passed away April 22nd. That was the time John was born.
That was the same
mm-hmm.
day, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. So it's he's two, and now he's 2 years that he's gone, and then now he's two, this John. Well, I didn't know when. Of course, I know that he was sick, but I didn't know he was passed away.
When did you know? When they tell you?
They didn't tell me until I guess when I delivered the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess my aunt didn't want me for me to get sick again, so they didn't tell me nothing.
Yeah,
but
that's a good thing.
Yeah, but then I saw I recognized Pat because I wasn't so happy when he went down to see me
mm-hmm.
at Taos in the Holy Cross.
Yeah.
I kind of noticed him, and then I noticed the boys too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy's boys.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Yase's boys.
Who?
Jimmy Yase.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Those girls, I think you remember those girls that they were here?
Oh, when you were knitting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those, her father.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what I heard. Their grandpas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that boy and Pat, they went down to see him, but then he wasn't so happy, but sort of recognized him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And his stomach, he told me that grandpa left us, so.
But he was very old.
Yeah,
he was very old.
He was very old and all that. He was.
How old was Augustine when he died?
I don't remember how old
he was.
He was
almost 100, as I recall, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then my dad was about 90 something, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he had that TV accident.
He had what?
TV accident.
What happened to him?
He fell. We had a big TV there, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened, but the glass of the TV did broke.
It broke.
It didn't broke.
Huh?
It didn't broke.
Yeah.
It just fell off from the table. I don't know how it happened.
And fell on
and
his head?
No, I guess it fell on his bag.
When your father died?
Mm-hmm.
Was that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Was that at Agapito's house?
No, right here.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. And his hand, one of his finger was broken.
Mm-hmm.
So
and the TV fell on him?
Yeah, I guess it fell on him, or I don't know how it happened, because I weren't here.
Was here alone?
Yeah, he was alone, and I had to take Andy down for a checkup, you know?
Yeah.
So we went down, but we always leave him alone, but it never happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those girls were telling maybe something came in here and went wrong or something, they were saying.
You suppose he just had a stroke or something?
Yeah, that's what
we
were
figuring. TV fell on him?
And that's what we were figuring too.
Mm-hmm.
They took him to the Holy Cross Hospital. But
mm-hmm.
he didn't even last long.
No, he was pretty old.
Yeah, he was pretty old too. And
yeah.
he couldn't see and he can't hear, you know. So
yeah.
It was so hard with him.
Well, you have copies of the tape now.
Yeah.
You can still hear him.
Yeah, and my mother passed away June the 18th, too.
She passed away first,
mm-hmm.
didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she
just
passed.
The year before.
Yeah, she passed
how
away.
How old was she?
I don't remember how old she was.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed with them until they... I didn't leave them, so I stood with
Did
them.
Did they stay right here with you
mm-hmm.
in this house?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pat was the governor, so I stayed with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had a helper, so it didn't bother me so
mm-hmm.
much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After
they were pretty sick
yeah.
at the very end, and you took care of them.
Yeah, my mother was the worst one. She was pretty sick and all that, so.
Mm-hmm.
One of Mrs. Durant's, you know, Ramos Durant's wife,
yeah.
the one that she helped me stay with her, with my
mm-hmm.
mother.
So we need to
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All through until she died.
How long was your mother sick? For a long time?
A very long time. Well, she had sugar, how you call that?
What?
Sugar, diabetes.
Sugar diabetes.
Uh-huh, she had that and and she had some kind of TV, but then I don't know how we got that one. That
oh.
All that she was sick, and got something else that caught her too.
Mm-hmm.
They were sending her to the hospital, but she didn't want it to go.
She told
me, "Rather, if I'm gonna die, I rather die at my own house," she said to me. So I guess that's the way she wanted, so she did.
How long was it that she was sick that way?
Yeah, she was sick all that time. You know.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. She was on that diet. She couldn't eat no greasy food. I had to boil them
mm-hmm.
every time, you know. Not.
Mm-hmm. Now, was Andy born after your mother died?
Yeah, after my mother, Andy born. Well, he was born October the 25th.
And she died in April.
Mm-hmm. June. She died.
Your father died in April.
My father died. We don't remember what day my father died. That's why we couldn't catch on. But I remember my mother, June the 18th. And mm-hmm. he wasn't born yet.
And he wasn't born?
Yeah, but my father... My
yeah.
father is the one that we can figure out when, what year he was dead.
Well, you know, I have a note on that he died on a certain date. Someone told me. And I was looking in my papers the other day, and I think it was 1966.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have the date.
Oh, that's what.
Let me look it up for you.
Yeah, that's what we would like to wear. And Joe was making him a cross, wanting to put his date, you know, his date and his year.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't figure out what year. So.
Well, let me look in my notes because I think Ramos told me the date.
Uh-huh.
When Pedro died.
Uh-huh.
And I was going through my papers the other day, and let me see what I can find. I think I have the exact date.
Oh, yeah.
What, do you remember the month? It seems to me I remember June 16th, but that, I want to look it up before I...
I remember the month.
What was it?
I don't know when was the month. That's part we couldn't find out, you know.
Well, let me look and see what I can
mm-hmm.
find in my notes.
Because I know Andy was born on October the 25th.
And Andy was born October 25th, and he was already dead.
Mm-hmm. Because
and how long do you think he had been dead at the time Andy was born?
Maybe I should say around. Okay, maybe.
3 or 4 months.
I think around there.
Yeah.
Because when he got sick, my doctor told me to keep him at the hospital
mm-hmm.
until everything was all over, so Andy stayed in the hospital in Holy Cross.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept him there.
Mm-hmm. Now, did your father die about how close to the time Andy was born, do you think?
Well, I guess, but when Andy was born, I guess Andy remembered him. He remembers him, you know, because we took his picture.
Mm-hmm.
My
so your father was alive
mm-hmm.
when Andy was born,
mm-hmm.
and Andy was born October 25th.
Mm-hmm.
What year?
She was
1965.
Yeah, he was about six or seven months. Cause when he knows that.
I'll look that up for you
because mm-hmm.
I think I have it in my notes. I was looking at it the other day, and I have the date of your mother's death and your father's death. I think
uh-huh.
from what someone told me, and it might have been Ramos.
And you're talking about Pedro that was on the tape.
Yeah.
Pedro yeah, uh-huh.
was on
that
the tape.
Yeah.
Well, that tape was made August 13th. 1965.
Yeah, but he died in 66. I know that. I know he died in 66.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother died in 65. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I know he died. And I do think I have the exact date somewhere.
Oh, uh-huh.
But if I do, I'll make sure that you... I'll look that up again because I had it in my notes somewhere.
Because they always ask us, you know, when he was...
Yeah.
dead and we can't figure out when and all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I don't remember when, but I remember my mother.
I remember what strikes me, and we'll check this out. Because I have it on paper. I read it the other day. I think it's June 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right?
June 16th, 18th.
16, 18th, something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember June the 18th.
Does that sound
mm-hmm.
right? Let me look it up in my notes.
I'm for sure June the 18th.
Now that I told you.
You told me 16.
Yeah.
But I said June the 18th.
Something like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But June in 1966.
Yeah, it's June, but I know it's on the 18th.
Now is that right? Now
yeah.
You remember. Okay.
That is
good.
June 18th.
Well, I will check my notes and I will show you when I wrote it down. So and that could be very. You think that's the right date?
Yeah. June 18th.
1966.
I should be right.
Very good. Look, he's thinking through all of this.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask her something?
Yes. Well, I was wondering about your sisters. Who is it that's in Albuquerque? The son or the daughter?
The daughter.
The daughter.
Mm-hmm.
About how old is she?
I should say about 14. Not 14. About 30 some plus maybe.
30?
Maybe 36 or 30.
She's married.
She's married to.
To an Indian.
Yeah, she's married to an Indian.
Uh-huh.
What kind of an Indian?
He's married from down there village, I think. Laguna, I think.
Laguna.
Laguna or either I can't remember what she's married, but they have three little girls.
Mm-hmm. Does she look Indian or look more?
He's an Indian. I know he's an Indian because they were
no,
here.
I said, does she look Indian or white? Does she look more Indian than white or more white than Indian?
You mean that girl?
The
uh-huh.
daughter.
The Indian. Mm-hmm.
So, uh-huh. And she comes to visit
yeah.
you here?
She comes to visit here or she comes to visit their grandpa and their grandma.
Uh-huh.
Juan Jose's.
Which one?
Juan Jose.
Uh-huh.
Is his name Martinez too?
Mm-hmm. Juan Jose Martinez.
Are these pretty much the same family?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's my uncle.
Was
uncle
he at San Juan that day?
Yes, he was.
Is that the elderly one?
The older one.
Older.
Does he still have braids?
Yes.
Is that
I
the one?
Uh-huh.
That's the one with
that
the braids.
Walks around with a cane.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought his name was Juan.
Yeah.
There is Juan. Juan Jose.
Juan Jose. Oh.
Yeah, Juan Jose. They tease him.
Juan Jose Martinez.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They make fun of him because he says that he's sick, his leg's sick, but when if the feast comes, that he takes off. So they don't
if what comes?
The feast comes and he takes off.
Uh-oh.
So they don't believe him that he's sick.
Maybe
but when
not.
But when he's here that he's sick, but when the feast is come, like, all over he takes off. They make fun
that's
of
that's a
him.
Good way to be sick.
Yeah.
Now, what relation is he to Pat?
Well, my mother and them, I think they were sisters or something like that.
Your mother
mm-hmm.
and
his
sister and brother.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how about Pedro?
Well, he was the same too.
Mm-hmm.
Say hello. And get up.
He's only 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He looks bigger. He looks older.
Mm-hmm. Andy, they want for you to sing. Want to sing a song for them? Huh?
Oh, look, he's got his whole hand in the can.
Yeah.
That was must be pretty bad.
Mm. He just have I'm halfway down this part.
Mm-hmm.
This part he don't got nothing. Just this
but he
part.
Must have really hurt himself on his whole arm.
I don't know. Just this part I remember.
Mm-hmm.
This part but he couldn't move this finger. He was all this like this every time.
Hmm.
This one. But doctor was telling him to move his but he has to do with both hands to close these fingers. But this one worse, you ought to see this one. It was like this all the time.
Hello, Andy. He doesn't remember me, I'm sure, from last year. I remember giving him a bottle last year.
You won't believe he's still taking it.
Well, why not?
They tease him that he shouldn't take it anymore, but he wants to.
They take it as long as they want. Doesn't make any difference.
Well, you're just like Pet, huh?
Yeah.
There's another one. I tried to.
Doesn't matter.
I tried to get them away. Oh, give them away. That's what they're for. That's what they're for. He tells me. Well, you make them yourself. I'm not going to make no bottles. I tell them.
But you know what I did with my children? When they asked me if they can use a glass, that's when I give it to them. They ask me if they can use the potty, that's when they use it. They have got to ask me first. Mm-hmm. And I never tell them to stop anything. And they all ask mm-hmm. if they want to do it the other way.
This month, I guess they got habits doing as for bottle when they're going to lay down on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I think they get scared to put it in a glass.
Yeah.
No, he's afraid of the glasses.
Yes,
not.
I bet he's glad, yeah.
So I think he...
No, just give him the bottle.
He tells me, I want bottle, mama, and the other one too, he asked.
Mm-hmm.
But the first night, he didn't use the bottle. And I thought he would continue it, but here comes his daddy. Bottle, puts in the... Oh, it's your fault, I can get them out of the bottle. So, oh.
Well, especially after this accident. You better watch it with the glasses. Or get plastic ones.
Yeah.
He
drinks plastics.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Andy, how are you? He's so much bigger. Yeah.
Which baby? Huh? Baby went with his daddy.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are the oldest people here in the Pueblo? I want to ask you something. When there is a council meeting, who goes to the council meeting here?
Ooh, I can't tell you that you're gonna faint. Hardly nobody don't go to council meeting. they don't like meetings.
I see. Well, who thinks they have to go anyway?
Well, I think I should say it's the officers, the one that goes there more.
And they don't want to, but they go anyway.
Yeah, but they don't like meetings, but they still go there.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you ask some questions. Let me put a shoe on for him, okay?
Margaret, I wanted to ask.
Can I put your shoe on for him?
You said there were these few Apaches here. Are there other? What are the other people from other pueblos here? Could you tell me some people from other pueblos live here?
Well, there's nobody that lives here.
Well, other than just Picarees and Apaches, you know, like from towns and from other.
Just the Pickers that lives here.
Just the Pickers.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any
no.
people whose parents come from other places?
No.
I see. Mm-hmm. What about Mrs. Isn't Mrs. Naylor Navajo? Or is her husband Navajo?
I don't know that part. I can't tell that. I don't know who's the neighbor, either her or either her husband. I don't know.
What about, I noticed there were lots of Pickers there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Are there people here who have relatives down there?
Oh,
do you
have
any relatives down there too?
Not me, but I think the others, they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, do some of the San Juan people marry the Greeks?
Yeah.
Which would they live there or here?
They live down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but they always come up here and visit, you know.
Oh, they do.
How many Picarees are married to someone, would you say? I mean, just take a guess.
Well, I should say two or three.
And
then
are
here? Yeah, some of them live down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the one that you took, Ramona's mother, she's from San Juan, but she lives down up here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what they do, they move away.
I see. Instead of staying here.
Yeah.
Well, if a Picarese man marries a San Juan woman, she would come here. Or would she go there?
Well, I guess so she. I think
where
she,
would they live?
I think they live down there. In Picarese.
Maybe he wants to sing.
Let me see.
No, he just won't come.
Gonna give you candy if you sing.
Look at it.
Oh, sing that Indian.
Uh-huh.
Sing that.
Can you sing a singing song?
Sing that Yankee Doodle.
Genuine Indian.
Come on.
Sing Yankee Doodle.
Sing that one. How come you were seen at Joe's? I know you don't want to sing here.
I'll let you hear it. On the tape?
So you could hear it.
You can hear it?
Come on, sing.
No, he wasn't sure.
You want to sing? No? Why?
Not right now. Maybe later.
Does he play with Joseph?
Yeah, he plays with him.
Joseph has quite, he's a flute player.
Who's that?
Mrs. Duran's
grandson. Yeah. Well, if very few people go to council, do the women have any kind of meetings? And do they go to each, you know, club or women's council or anything?
Well, if they invite them to go to a meeting, they do. They just go down to the
now, who would, yeah. And when would they have meetings?
Well, they always have it. I don't know when now, they haven't had it for a meeting for a long time. So.
Uh-huh.
But then they always invite the ladies too to go to a meeting, I guess, to listen or to hear, you know. Because here at
the
community, being,
uh-huh.
Because there's not hardly men don't go to a meeting, so I guess they will have men, ladies around too.
Do the women have anything to say? Can they give their opinions and say, I don't think it ought to be that way, or I think that should be done, or do they just sit and listen?
Well, I guess when they ask them to talk, they always talk.
They do talk.
Well, for my part, I don't go, because you know, I stay with the kids when Pat's that one goes to a meeting.
Yeah, Pat goes all the time. Well,
so
Pat would go.
So,
yeah.
If I go, he stays with the kids, but if he goes, I stay with the kids.